from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, prosecutors say former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez should be dealt a 15-year prison term for his federal corruption conviction. In court papers filed yesterday, prosecutors point out the 71-year-old New Jersey Democrat is the first public official to be convicted of serving as a foreign agent. Menendez faces sentencing at the end of this month. A 42-year-old Toms River man is sentenced to 60 years in prison for a double murder at a Lakewood apartment complex in 2021. Prosecutors say Tyshawn Drummond is not eligible for parole for either back-to-back 30-year term. The NYPD is cracking down on drivers trying to sneak their way into Manhattan's new congestion relief zone.
Police are setting up all along the edges of the new toll zone and confronting drivers who are masking or covering their license plates or otherwise trying to fool the cameras and dodge the toll. The department issued 113 summonses on Wednesday, seized 10 vehicles, and gave out 52 violations for improper or covered plates. The department said it only stopped 12 toll sheets on Tuesday. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the future of TikTok in the U.S. is in the hands of the Supreme Court as it's hearing arguments over an impending ban of the massively popular video and social media platform ByteDance. TikTok's Chinese parent company must sell the platform by January 19th or be banned here over national security concerns. TikTok says the law violates its First Amendment rights. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Staying clear for Saturday, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here's the bottom line for tomorrow's storm system flyby. It's a low-impact winter weather event for New Jersey. Most of the state looking at a coating to an inch of accumulation, maybe up to 2 inches in South Jersey. That's not exactly no impact. If you're out and about tomorrow, you may encounter a few hours of slippery roads and reduced visibility. Stay alert and be careful. Tonight, cloudy and cold with a chance of a snow shower after midnight. Low temperatures dip into the mid-20s. Light snow tomorrow morning, then clearing through the afternoon with a stiff breeze kicking in. Highs tomorrow, mid-30s. Sunday looks like a nice January day. Sunny skies with highs around 40. Partly sunny and again near 40 degrees on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Jersey City, 40 degrees, Woodbridge, 38, Pemberton, 37, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.